Doink.
That was Chris 200 checking in with Pizza Babe.
Pizza, you know, it's Chris 200.
Hi, Chris 200.
He's too busy listening to Chris 200.
It's really hot.
Hi, Chris 200.
This podcast is a stimulating member of thefreaknetwork.com.
His right mind, he would ever take another life. He's never gotten over taking that one.
No, he hasn't.
And that
it's a horrible, horrible
story. I know.
Grievous thing he carries.
I know, but and he won't release it from himself.
No.
He won't forgive himself for it, and he won't release it. And no one else can forgive him for it. And society can't, life can't, no one can. So it's like your best and the only avenue that you can take is to start distancing your heart. It's like what you want to do is you are so tied to this man, and you're not only tied to him through your own ties, you're tied to him from his ties to you. But what you need to do is...
He hasn't totally let go either.
That's what I'm saying to you. So what you need to do is to start unloosening the strings. It's like you need to start unloosening the strings to him.
Okay.
And because I just feel like this man is lost, and I just don't see him being able to make the journey back. I've never felt that way about anyone because I'm a really positive person, and I believe
you
know, that...
if you knew him, it's such a terrible waste.
I know, I can feel it, honey, but what it is the waste that you see, you can't get inside of his head and get him to believe that it is a waste. He feels like he is unworthy.
Yeah, he does.
We
I
can't.
Think that he got to feeling that way more and more, and that's what ended us.
What ended it is you started believing more in him. He was frustrated because he couldn't see in himself what you saw.
Yeah.
And that's what ended you. But it isn't ended. He ran away from you.
Yeah, he did.
Because he couldn't stand. He couldn't stand seeing the picture you were presenting and not being able to feel it. Can you understand that?
Yeah, and he said finally he didn't feel anymore at all.
That's not...
He has no feelings left.
But what it is that's not true, because that's why he keeps knocking at your door.
Oh, yeah. Last week he called 3 or 4 times. He brought something for my daughter. I mean, he can't see... His behavior is very ambivalent, but he says we're through totally forever.
What you have to do is say, accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, honey, I don't want him to hurt you, and I don't want him to. He's very unstable, I would never ever incite fear in anyone. All right, but I just believe that when people get to feeling like there isn't any reason to go on, sometimes they want to take with them the very thing that they loved that gave them reason to go on.
Because I psychically once myself, more than once, I have had a feeling that there was something. Now I wasn't sure. I never know when to trust my own stuff.
I know what you're saying.
That there was some key that I had, and I don't have a clue about what it was.
The key that you had was if he could have turned, he would have turned in 88. In 88, he was never more productive. He was making money.
Yeah,
he
still is.
I know, but the money that he's making, it isn't work.
Yeah.
It isn't working. Do you see what I'm saying to you? And it's because he doesn't feel it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the key lied in 88. If he could have taken himself and he's going to buy a home in 88, is this true?
No, we took a short sojourn to Iowa to work with my brother, which turned to shit. It was terrible.
Well, your brother...
My brother is a pathological liar, and he didn't tell us the truth about his business.
Believe me.
We were only there for 6 months. And then Tony was called back to Omaha. We live in Omaha for a real good job that he was recruited.
I know.
And now he's been recruited for another job.
And I know.
He's done beautiful work, but it's like it doesn't matter.
Kiddo, there is another woman involved here.
Yeah, I think there are several.
Well, there is one that has, it's like she's a force. Do you know what I mean?
Well, she's real sick.
Well, she works, she for as sick as she is, she can use that at times to work it as a force. Do you see what I mean? For like a control or a need. I don't know how to explain it to you. I just feel that there is a woman that calls some of the shots here, all right? And that you have that to deal with on top of everything else.
That's the other thing that I think he did is he, although he contends to everybody, I have a new roommate moving in that knows him, and they talked yesterday, and she said, he said, he told her that he loved me, but we couldn't be together, and that that I always thought there was another woman involved, and there's never been anybody. See, I don't think he loves the other woman, it's just where he is now.
He's at a crossroad in his life. He may choose, and I feel like he's just making some really bad decisions.
He even said that himself.
And
I'm making all kinds of bad choices.
He is, and for some reason or another, I don't know why with this other woman, he feels a sense of obligation. I don't know what the obligation is, but there is a feeling of obligation with this other person. Can you understand that?
Well, and I don't know if we're even talking about the same person. She's been abused all her life, too.
But you see, people who have ever sat in a place, there's a sense of pity and obligation.
Yeah.
And it gets mixed up.
He likes to feel like he's powerful, and he probably feels stronger than she.
He feels like he can be it's like a servant paying something back. All the man wants to do is pay back this debt, and it drives him crazy because you can't pay back a debt to someone else through another person. And he's trying beside himself to pay back a debt that cannot be paid back. And that's the biggest problem, and that's the situation.
Well, I think he also feels very guilty. I think it might be displaced obligation because I've always been pretty stable, even though I've been responsible and decent in my dealings with other people. And most people don't feel that he'd have ever gotten out of prison if it hadn't been.
It wouldn't have been. You vouched for it.
Yeah, oh yeah, my whole family did. All kinds of friends did.
Exactly. Don't you think he knows that?
Yeah, and I think it drives him crazy.
It does, and that's why, Linda,
it's Martha.
I wonder who Linda is.
I don't know.
Do you know her, Linda?
Uh-uh.
Whenever you're called by another person's name, just keep that name. It'll mean something down the road to you.
I can't think of anybody.
Well, just keep the name, because whenever you're called by another person's name, it'll mean something.
You said it twice.
Okay, then there's a Linda that is coming in here. It could be a counselor of some kind, all right? He may seek counseling. He may be in counseling.
No, he has chosen not to be in counseling. I've been in counseling, but my counselor's name is Ann, and she told me last week she didn't think that I really needed to come back, that I was moving along the way one ought to.
You have got your life under control, but I believe he will seek counseling. I believe the moment he sees that you're going to move your life on and that you are going to keep taking your life forward, I truly believe that this man will seek counseling.
Well, maybe that's the key.
The key is that it lies with inside of himself. You are part of him, and the reason that you feel you would have the key is because you can sense that there is a key.
Yeah, I do.
But the thrust of it is you don't have the key.
Okay.
He has to.
Thank you. Because, see, that's something that's been troubling me, because I...
You don't have
it. I meditated about it, and I can't... There is absolutely nothing that comes to me.
There is nothing that you could do that you haven't already done.
Okay.
You do not have
to... I need to just get on with...
You need to get on with where you're going. By you keeping going forward, that will move him forward. By you keep going forward, it will move him forward. You see, so much of it lies, so much of who he is really who you have created. You taught the man how to dream again. In a way, you've been a good thing for him and a bad thing for him, because he's formed a dependency on you.
Yes.
And he resents that dependency.
Yes, he does.
And
that I have to have my own life.
Exactly. So it's, you know, you were the thing that helped him to believe in that he could have his own life, yet there is the resentment because of the dependency. So really what, in essence, what you have to do is free him to his own life. Just let him go and free him to his own life. I just believe that at some point, that it, the further you go down the road, the more he's going to run to catch up. He's still such a little boy.
I know. It's real sad.
And it is terribly sad, but I just feel he is a victim. His old ways are coming back, and I just feel like he is a victim to himself. And you just cannot get in there. You can't move it anyway, and you can't make yourself a part of it anyway.
Okay.
You know, first of all, your health can't take it. You're going through some, you have to be experiencing a lot of insomnia, all right?
Oh, not any. Well, on occasion, I wake up early, but I go right to sleep at night. I have, that's the one thing that has not happened this time at this level of stress, is I sleep well.
But he sins while you're sleeping.
Pardon me?
He sends thoughts. This man is connected on a... He's very much into what psychic phenomena is about. He's very much into vibrations.
Oh, yeah. We used to communicate with each other all the time.
And he still does. This man is still communicating with you on that level.
Well, and all kinds of other levels. He called me last week to ask me how my parents were.
That's what I'm saying to you. So it's like, you know, there is a, even though you may feel like you're sleeping, there's a lot going on while you're sleeping.
Right. And I was depressed for months, and I gained a lot of weight, and I've begun to lose weight again. I'm working out at the workout center. I mean,
honey, you're putting your life back together.
Yeah.
And you're going to take your life where it needs to go for yourself. The days of you, the old you, it's coming back full speed ahead.
I know. I went out with some friends one night, and I realized how much I'd been sitting on myself.
And in holding yourself back, honey, you were taking your self-esteem and taking it down to the nothingness. But that's over with. This new thing that's coming forward with you is one of great peace of mind. Your inner self 2 weeks ago finally realized that there was nothing that you did and nothing that you put to trigger this, that this is something that's his own karma that he has to work out.
I did.
And you forgave yourself. And then you decided to go on. Linda, I can assure you, keep walking forward. And keep moving forward, but you won't discuss divorce until January. He couldn't discuss divorce with you during these holidays. He just couldn't. There is a part of him, as a child, he always wanted holidays and never had them.
Right.
And when he was with you, that was his first holidays.
Yeah, he told me
ever in his life.
That I brought joy into his life for the first time.
In his life, that's what I'm saying.
In his whole life.
So at this point in his life, if you were to bring up anything like divorce, or even though he knows it's imminent, do you know what I mean? And even though he knows it's there, he himself, even though he tells you it's over, it's done, it's whatever, he doesn't discuss divorce with you. He just doesn't bring that word.
It's funny, because when he talked to this friend of mine who's going to move in and rent one of my other rooms, because my financial situation now is, of course...
Honey, your financial situation is going to improve immensely.
Is it?
Believe
me. That was one of my questions.
What it is right now with this year, what they're doing is they're giving us our value system. If we couldn't have achieved on a career level wise, they're giving us a value system right now. They're making us understand and respect money and respect the flow of money. They're also going to, the first of the year, they'll start money coming in. You are not going to be in a hardship case, or you're not going to be losing anything. So don't even think in terms of loss, because it won't happen. You've got children that you are going that are grown but still require assistance in some way, and you're going to let them. They've had to see that you don't have an abundance of money, so they will gain their own independence and be their own source. You see, otherwise they would have been still dependent on you. Do you see what I'm saying? So what life has done is it has turned some things back and forth, and it's developing the situation around you very nicely. It's painting your picture very nicely. Can you hold on just a second? Martha?
Yes.
Okay, that's okay. We'll just go on.
Okay.
And I don't want you worrying about money, because the woman that's moving in with you is moving because she needs a friend at this time. And, you know, you need a friend at this time.
She's a real good person.
She is a person who's been through some very traumatic times of her own.
These people, the man we've been talking about and the woman that are moving in are both Native American. And I work with Native Americans and have been really blessed by that experience in the last 12 years.
Believe me, and it will bless you tenfold over on a materialistic thing. You do not give on one area of your life that you don't get back tenfold on another. And I just feel like she has been through her own pain. She needs a friend and you need a friend. And I just feel within
She's very kind and she's stable. And
she's loving.
Yes.
And I just feel within a 5-month time frame, by March, April, she'll have her life intact and your life will be intact. And, you know, yous may go different ways because...
Yeah, well, she's going to stay till my lease runs out, which is the end of August.
Okay, because I feel a sense that she may move before then, okay?
Really?
You may move before then. In business, you're starting to look in terms of expanding your career.
Yeah, I'm trying to, that was another question, is if there's a possibility of a job change, because I'm getting real weary.
What it is
I'm weary anyway, but inside.
Honey, you're going to be changing your career. It may become more political. I don't know why, but do you have political aspirations in any way?
No, but I am pretty politically astute.
Okay, you may be able to step into something that would have political tones to it, okay? Or public relation tones.
Yeah.
You've been a grunt for far too long. You're out there in the trenches, so to speak.
Yeah, I am, and I do good work. But
life is going to bring you out of the trenches. You've been doing social work, and it's starting to, it's wearing you very thin, is what it's doing. And it's wearing your body very thin.
But my body needs to be thinner.
Well, believe me, you can get thin by being happy as well as by working yourself to thin, okay?
Well,
you've needed this.
It's been stress.
But you've needed this extra weight. This extra weight came at a good time in your life. You needed it. Your body normally, when you go through problems, eats itself alive, okay? I know, but you've needed that. It's just been something, it'll drop quickly, all right? And you don't have to keep track of it. It's like you can keep track of it just because you want to, but this will drop quickly. By April, May, you should be at your desired weight.
Uh-huh.
And it'll drop off quickly, and you'll let go of it, and you will not put it back on again. There was a lot of self-hate going on with inside yourself.
Yeah, and I think a whole lot of fear.
Well, you wanted to destroy you. It's like if he didn't really love you, and if that wasn't really real, then there isn't a me inside of here. You were really on a self-destruction kick.
I think that I was in part, but there was always a voice that said...
Because, honey, you live in the light.
Yeah, I do.
And because you live in the light, hope is always there.
Yes, you're
even in the darkest, darkest moments of your life, and even when, honey, you could have a gun to your temple, and 2 seconds later, put it in a drawer, because you, even in your darkest hours, hope will spring eternal. It will always pull you right out of it.
It is true about me. Indeed, I was taking an assessment not too long ago and realized suicide isn't anything I'd even considered.
No, but it was
made me chuckle.
At some point in time, when you go exploring all of your options, at one point in time, it was an option to stop pain. It wasn't anything that you would consider, but you're a person who considers all of her options. You line them in front of you at all times.
Yeah, I do.
It's just who you are.
I check out everything.
And, even though there are avenues that you may never take, you have to have options. You are a woman who needs options. In a previous life, you could have been painted in a corner, because entrapment is something that frightens you. You could not deal well with entrapment. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, in fact, I told Tony, my husband, that I felt trapped.
And you
right
can't,
before he left.
And you can't deal with entrapment. And consequently, life will always breathe fresh air. You could be buried in a cave alive, and you would find the water, and you would find the air if it was just to breathe. Life will always keep air circulating in your life. You had a hard time being born, my friend, because you were coming through.
I had a real hard time.
Exactly. And that was, and you almost lost your breath, okay?
And you, were, you know, that's my one phobia. Life.
I know. And that's why it's like entrapment or being breathless. Do you know what I mean? In a situation or being in a situation you can't breathe,
yes,
or you can't control.
Yes.
That's, you know, that is a thing that is part of your karma. It's part of your vibration. You've learned how to deal with it in life, but you'll never get rid of it. And, you know, that's your self-protection mode. That's how you protect yourself. And you will always be able to protect yourself against being held against your will and being out of control. Your life is, believe me, everything that you need in life is everything that you have in front of you. And you've got very good control of your life. I can guarantee you that. And I can also tell you that life is getting better for you, because I know for a fact it is. But we've got to let Tony go for the time being. Tony's in his own world, and he needs to survey it to see exactly what it is out there.
And that's what he said he needed to do.
And you can give that to him.
Of course, he's still, I just keep, one of the things I keep wondering is will he ever realize what?
Honey, believe me, Tony has already realized what he's lost. That's why he keeps coming back. He wants to make sure that he hasn't lost it completely. Tony talks with one side of his mouth, and his heart believes an entirely different thing. His heart will have him crying on the other end of your phone, because his heart is longing for the peace again, but his mind keeps saying, but maybe you're missing something.
Yeah,
maybe this is...
I think he's feeling like he has to make up for all those years.
That he lost. See, he's still living them 20 years. He's still living those 20 years. What you need to really do is cut it, let him live it. And if he meets up with you down the road in your future, then you can make the decision then. But the fact of the matter is, today there is no future. Only the one you're creating for yourself.
Okay.
And that's going to be one that is very fruitful, one that has some love in it, and one that has peace in it. You're at a point in your life where you need peace more than you need anything else.
Oh, you're so right.
And
I've always been an extrovert and very outgoing, and mostly now I just want to be home.
Because you know you're not who you want to be. It's like
well, it's where there's peace.
Exactly. And the person that we take out is normally the person that we have groomed to go out. It's like you're dressing for the important occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Our personalities have to be at a point where they can go out and be dressed for the occasion. When we're being hollowed out, God, Martha, right now you're like a vacuum. It's like a whole life is being carved out from the inside of you and getting ready to, it's like finishing a glass of Coke. You know, before someone can add rich eggnog milk into that glass, it must be emptied out and cleaned and steamed, and the taste of the Coke has to be gone before,
right.
Otherwise it would spoil the eggnog. A lot of where you are in life is at the point of being emptied out. And you're vacuum cleaned and getting ready to be deposited with life again. And I just feel like that's the way it's going to work for you. I feel like by March, by the center of March, you're going to be in a new career for yourself. And someone's going to open a career opportunity door for you. A friend is going to say, how about this or how about that? And I just feel a door opening up for you.
And like in March?
In March, by the center of March. I feel by the center of March, you will have your freedom. He will not fight your divorce.
No, he won't. He told my friend yesterday he was going to ask me. He said it like... He knew I was in such pain that he wasn't going to say anything till January, but then he was going to ask me to
file
for divorce.
It's not true. What it is he cannot talk divorce with you personally because his heart of hearts is afraid of that word. He is afraid of that word. And when he receives your papers, do you know what that will do to him? He can say what it is. His mouth can say anything it wants to say.
And you know what? I am still in touch. I do know what's going on.
I know.
Because I said to her, that's all a lie.
It's a total lie.
And that's what he's saying. But that's
that's his worst fear. He wants to see if you're thinking that. Part of him wants to see where you are. And he likes to prepare himself.
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't get it.
So if she would have said, well, yes, she has contacted a lawyer, why, his face would have just dropped.
I think she's thinking about doing it now.
And I bet his face dropped.
She said, I said, what did he say? And she said, I didn't look at him.
She couldn't have looked at him because she, in her heart, knows him.
Yeah.
And she knows what he was doing was baiting her. He was trying to bait her to get information of what he wanted to hear. And she wasn't it's like she wasn't coming back, playing back into it.
She didn't.
Martha, I want you to put him in God's hands and let it alone.
Image that repeatedly. And it's just still real hard because...
Well, you only do it once, honey. When you have faith, you do it once. You set the man in the center of your hands. You raise your hands up to God. You place him in God's hands. Then you will turn your hands face down. And anytime he crosses your mind, you just say, in God's care.
Yeah.
And then you let it go. Because at this point of his life, the only person that can help him and impress him is God. And that's
I believe that.
And it's that attunement and it's that relationship that he has to develop. So you allow that and you let that go and you do it as I told you to do it. And there will be no problems from that point on. You'll feel peace of mind. You'll feel peace with him. And it will just be peaceful for you, okay? Now, that's the only way that you can handle that particular situation. I also feel that you have got to, at some point, start opening up your own channels of what it is career-wise you want to do for yourself. You want to start creating the ideal position in your mind. You want to bring changes in this world. You want to help people who cannot be helped. The best way to do that is to get yourself in a lobbying position. You want to get
done that before and fairly successfully.
Exactly. You're getting that
money to be made there.
That, honey, believe me, it isn't so much money to be made. What it is its connections. In life, whatever you do, I couldn't possibly. I limit my readings to 3 people a day.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't possibly live with today's living on 3 people a day. I don't limit that. I do seminars. I'm writing a book. It's like I do this because I couldn't give this up for anything. But you don't limit. By becoming a lobbyist it's positioning yourself. Other doors will open up. People will see the good work that you do. It's visibility is what it is. You want to use lobbying for visibility.
Yeah,
and it's like being on stage performing in an impressive audience for yourself. Do you see what I'm saying to you?
I do that. And
you're going.
My work requires a lot of.